1995. We're practicing the very traditional and the famous cultivation, way of cultivation. That is the self and this others exchange, self and others position, or this. And I think, and based on the equanimity, equal or fair, or these are, I think, normally we talk about the just, something is right or wrong, also talking about the fair, fair share, fair, in some kind of treat equally, with the law. If you say somebody, this man is very good, he is gonna treat a bit, each person very differently, then it seems like not right. Or you can say he is a man that loves the power and the money, and then he will bully all of the people who don't possess power and money or something. Then it's not something wrong, like not very good. So the exchange of practice of exchange based on equanimity or equal kind of rights. If you say, oh, every human beings are equal, then we have some foundation saying why there is equal. There's, if you see the society is so much category, all the status differences, and also age differences, and education level of education, and some people have a criminal history, some people have a kind of a modern people, or they can scams, and why you think they are so equal. And some people are not educated, or some people have a physical, some kind of disabilities. Then why you think this is a, normally see something not equal, distribution, income, and friendship, how much friend you have, fame, and also physical appearance, even the tall or short, and a good kind of a skin or not, even teeth or something. If you see there's a kind of, some are very strong, some are very weak, and then since there's no much equanimity or there, it's a kind of a struggle, and competition, and also even cruelties in the reality. And what is Buddhism talking about, to be equal, or then we are not talking about the physical level equal. Generally also we are human form of sentient beings. But if you say not only human, but the animal and the six realms of sentient beings have fundamental equalities. That is the all we are sentient beings. Then you said pursuing happiness. That is the same safety. Try to survive, not eaten by other sentient beings, or killed by other sentient beings. That kind of avoiding suffering, and then try to kind of leave a better situation. In this sense, they are fundamentally the same. And we also able to differentiate pleasure and pain. So this is some kind of equal. Although they have a capability difference, but wish to have the peace, or fulfill some kind of their active will, the same. So pursuing the happiness of avoiding suffering from this level, fundamental level, doesn't matter rich or poor, powerful or kind of a, 边缘化的人物，有一种说法吗？ I think we have a human dictionary. She was trying to help. Yeah, she's trying to help us. It's a yes, yes, yes. Also, what's it called? Sometimes I'm not really remember some words I want to say. Margin. Yes, margin, or people who are center figures or something. Yeah. Yes, yes. And then a more fundamental level of equal is saying the consciousness itself. In a certain time, we have a very limited consciousness. Human beings are very good, but if you live as insects or some macro, more level, or some big body, but maybe not that capable. So, but fundamentally, if the body changes, the consciousness have this ability to leave some particular body, then they free themselves. So from scientific understanding and the Buddhist understanding, there is a fundamental differences. From scientific point of view, there is no independent mind. We also can say there is a very complicated subject, of course, related to consciousness. And what is the physical form, body and the consciousness kind of form together? There are a lot of teachings. And I think one good teaching is the sutra of Ananda, who request or asking questions to the Buddha, how we human formed, and what is a consciousness, what is a physical body, and this material matter and mind issue. They discussed how in subtle level they are associated, and when their processing cease, then what happens after these questions. Dualistic, kind of dual situation, there's a subject, object, as well as these projections and habituation still there, so we're capable to take a form of life, and then one by one, or to kind of continuously changing the body. So unfortunately, if someone kind of affirmed with a kind of animal or some lower kind of intelligent form body, it's we cannot maybe say exactly it's same, but there is a hardware or software. Although a hardware could be very powerful, but once it put in a very low level or low version of a hardware, then they cannot run much. They can only, according to that environment, they can use it in that function, in kind of a hardware limitations. So similarly, once released from this hardware, if you copy out, then you can put in a high version of hardware, then they can run very powerfully. Similarly, consciousness have their own subtle, very fundamental subtle level. You can say consciousness is not something very limited, there's quality or very difficult to describe. Sometimes full of a kind of all space or kind of everywhere. There's no limitation. And also you cannot say pinpoint very small. This is a consciousness. It should be some hiding somewhere, like a liquid or bubble somewhere flowing. It's not like that. Not like that. And from scientific, I think, point of view, they're saying there's not recognizing the independent kind of subtle level consciousness. Although subtle or the vast, it's very difficult to say. But it's just a variation selection and replication, this kind of a process complicated, then the consciousness arrives. And if the how in rise or detail, they have no explanation, I think. But generally, you know, many people believe that. So what I was saying, consciousness, in that fundamental level, it's equal. Sometimes we say this is a fundamental wisdom, a fundamental, sometimes that also, there's an, you can put any label, that name of Buddha nature, Tathagatagarbha, the Tathagatagarbha is the Sanskrit word. And then say, because we also capable or have once done, been to hell realm, hungry ghost, and animal realm, sometimes we are in God's, Deva, Devi's kind of realms, and then we are also able to completely kind of transform our mind and completely beyond, go beyond the transcendent, become kind of awakened, all-knowing kind of quality of mind. So from that capability, we are same. All sentient beings, even kind of very tiny sentient beings, once they kind of release or the liberate realm from that physical form, then they have this kind of capability to kind of form as a human being or anything like that. So when we say exchanging something to practice of exchange tonglin, or tonglin is Tibetan. I think in some places very popular this name. Tonglin means giving, and lin means receiving. Giving and receiving practice. That is saying this is important. First, able to know the equality of all sentient beings. And then second is these practices able to reduce one's self-centered attitude. It's difficult, although you have to take a lot more time. And a normal kind of a collect communities associated with a group of sentient beings or people, then I have the ethic of a society and social society, and then we behave kind of respect to orders or public norms and deeds, these able to do it. But once the more advanced kind of a compassion, if you have to sacrifice or you, that level is another thing. Also, if you say you no need to sacrifice, but generally you have a something you dislike, if you someone harm you, but you don't really kind of based on that other person's deeds to treat other people, but you can still, if someone disturb you or more bother you, you love others more. You can see that kind of a compassion is have to be cultivated. Even the all mothers and like sentient beings, that idea also if you really from more deeper level of understanding thinking, once upon a time all sentient beings have been formed with some deep closer to me, associated with me and also benefit to me. So that they kind of remember. In this practice, once we can say, what is the purpose of the practice of this, is to, usually we say, oh, we also ourselves want to avoid in suffering and try to pursue happiness. But in particular moment, you kind of not differentiate, this is an enemy, this is a friend, this is closer to me, that is out of my circle. that kind of a limited mind. But based on reason, we can say we care all sentient beings. There's enough openness and kindness or love to all sentient beings as your concept expand towards all sentient beings. And then, of course, generally we say wish and action, two levels. From wish level, it's wish others void in suffering and the cause of suffering, or wish all other people not be in suffering. And then second wish is wish other people achieve happiness and the cause of happiness. And then said it's a third one, the equalness, all sentient beings basically, fundamentally, or that first one. The third one is, say, if I need to kind of through my action have somehow to help others achieve happiness, leave suffering, avoid in suffering, that is I should do. And if without my help other people can achieve, I will rejoice for them. And then first one is the fundamentally all these three reasons, happiness and avoid in suffering, and also rejoice. All these roots are from the equanimity, or fundamentally we are saying kind of that understanding. And a particular kind of Buddhist way of practice, they often say mother-like sentient beings often say 7 points to remember they are our mother. I think mother-like sentient beings are more effective for human mind, because maybe mother carried many months in physical body, and many other reasons. But if you say parents or father and mother also included, it's said in Chinese, 佛宝父母七重恩, it's including father, mother's seventh kind of a level, sevenfold of kindness, repay or remember. So including the giving your life and give you the form of this life, and then also giving food, clothing, and education, and they teach you how to be and how to behave, and this, and giving some even their own kind of sacrificing their own time and energy and things. So I remember there's 7 points saying to remember from this life. So they are very kind. Then he said all sentient beings are same. They also have a mother. They also have a kind of some, maybe not exactly like a human being, but they are also once be a human being, once we have a mammal kind of a form, and these even most dangerous kind of tiger or lions, they're also very much to taking care of their pups. So similarly, these are so we should first to remember these lines, and then with the meditation. Often, if you don't have wish, you cannot do the job or through action. So once this cultivating of wish, able to say equanimity and want to help others, these are formed, or gradually these, through the hearing and the meditation, these are recognized by yourself, and you think this is a, you can confirm this is a kind of good way to do or something virtuous things, then related to you and you wanted to practice, then the real level of giving and receiving, although they are not really doing anything, but only on the sitting meditation, they're not doing other things in the first level, like you are making money to sharing others or family members or others, or for them you are serving in a community service, or you're making others. But in meditation and post-meditation, two levels of practice, where now is, this is a meditative kind of reflections and visualization. And then in this part, one important is the you have this commitment thinking, oh, I wish I can do any necessary to study and the hearing and all of these contemplation and wisdom, but able to serve others. Some people afraid of anything about related to others. If you say, oh, giving and receiving, what do you give? You can say, oh, even though this is a visualization, your all good quality, including your anything you value it as a good, you share with the others. You kind of giving through visualization, white light that can goes to all places, all sufferings of people kind of helped by that, or their fear or their worry internally, mentally there's some sufferings, and physically there is a suffering, environmental kind of unfortunate situation, something. You all kind of observing towards you, and kind of this is receiving others' suffering. You can separate this first. So first I will receiving from them. You can even imagine this is a kind of cloud of darkness or something coming to you, and then based on the compassion and the equanimity, this understanding, you can voluntarily, very happily, kind of receiving this others' pain. You can share, or you can, how to say, handle it. You can relieve from pain from others, and you can hold on for that. That kind of practice. And then some people say, "Oh, I don't want to. I'm trying to myself avoid in suffering. Why I have to bear the others' kind of problem and the responsibility?" And then once, if you this kind of imagination or the cultivation, visualization, if I'm in trouble, I don't want to. And then he said, this is exactly the purpose of the Dhoni meditation. That's why we all have this self-attachment, self-centered. And although if you think, oh, if it's really some heavy burden come to me, and then I maybe I'm not able to handle it, or I'm not ready or something, then it said, causality never kind of never function wrong way. Causality itself was not, if you didn't do anything, nothing bad thing come to you because of the causality. You are just kind of purifying, transforming your negative habituation by this kind of practice. When some people say, oh, if there is a not real benefit to others, why do I practice this? This is a fake, or this is a, I do this for myself. And then they said, if you have this some special attendant, special qualities like deep samadhi experience or wisdom, maybe then you can say you may be able to somehow kind of make some some kind of plans, or not plan, maybe in that case you can have some ability to effect some kind of environment, the karmic situation. Although we are affecting ourself karmic situation all the time, even any single thoughts and doing anything that is action, karma, any actions, action, kind of a non-stopping action is happening. So of course that is changing each of person, even you are not enlightened person, but you're still changing your karma and also common karma of related people. You also have some ability to affect others. Other people also have some ability to affect you, and also doing many jobs and things are together, we have a common karma also too. So it said it's not a meaningless practice, but it's a kind of especially destroying, or what's it say, eliminating the habituation of always self, kind of thinking about self all the time. And then they somehow through this visualization, your first time thinking bigger, including everybody, including this particular person you don't like them, practice of exchanging their anger and something unfortunate that you can receive, you can have a kindness of it. Then, even not really changing that situation, but you are in a kind of light situation, in a kind of bright and compassionate state of mind. As we said before, second is to practice not only receiving others' kind of problem or issue this by visualization, but also thinking you have your own only something good qualities, including the moment of compassion that you possess, that kind of quality. You also hopefully others also can form some kind of compassion. And if you are in a health situation, healthy is a relative situation. Definitely there are many people healthier than you. There are more people, many people not in a good position, more worth. So you can, thinking of anything good, including your practice in teachings of Dharma, and all Buddha and Bodhisattva, these good qualities also kind of with this white light toward into all sentient beings, or you can particular kind of people you want to practice for them. And then with this, this is a way of the giving and receiving practice. And then used to people, when people we are so much have a self-attachment, then you can make this self bigger. So not only one person, now it's not only one family, but all kind of a sixth realm of sentient being is me, kind of I want to taking care of all of them, like before I wanted to take care of myself. These are called the exchange of attachment, kind of bigger of me, biggest me, maybe, I don't know. Self and others, you naturally, if you say not there, we are not separate, first you can practice in separate giving and receiving, then you can think of after that it's we are the kind of big we, and then your attachment become virtuous, transform internal kind of the content, so then you become practice. And then also, what is the kind of standards when you say, I already practice the self and others, giving and receiving practice? Is that daily life you can think, oh, this is just my meditative kind of a job. And after this done, I am who I am, the same. I don't change much. Then you can see some kind of the teaching and the study is not very effective towards daily life. But in the daily life, said, once you have this concern, said, even if you, somebody say, oh, there is a situation, there were always these choices of survival stories saying, oh, there's a limited resource or something. Say, oh, I can first go, you can survive this. Or there are people hungry and only one apple you have. Then you said, oh, you can cut in, it's same, exactly same. But with this kind of practice of thorning, then it's said, I have given bigger one for you. I have us, maybe I have to have eat something, but they share more for them. Or, of course, some parents or something love more deeper. They say, oh, I don't want, I'm a fool, I don't want to eat or something to give in the children. Similarly, this habituation, you can see yourself in the daily life. That means you already maybe not need to do particular kind of visualization, but you are already in that situation in the practice. In this kind of self and others exchange of the suffering and the happiness or pain and pleasure exchange with this. So, used to be when you dear yourself very much, and then now is you are dear everybody. Everyone, including animal or human being, any kind of form of a human beings, white or dark or anything, yellow or anything. Also, so that once you see any people in a different, difficult situation, you always have a genuine compassion towards them. Even you didn't see, but you generally keep this in the mind. So you can physically, you can serve in others with your own capacity. And also materially, if you can do something for others, you can do. And mentally also too, mostly if you have some kind of understanding or these, you always practice and increase these to serving other sentient beings. I think based on this, this should be the kind of one section of meditation. But since we don't have much time, we can leave this real kind of meditation post sitting meditation with the cultivation of dhamming. Leave for oneself to practice. And then, read 95. Since I and others beings both in wanting happiness are equal and alike, what differences is there to be distinguished us that I should strive to have my bliss alone? And I'll read one more. Since I and other beings both in fleeing suffering are equal and alike, what difference is there to distinguish us that I should save myself and not others? So it's that we said in the attachment exchange, we can be make a big we, and also the sort of pursuing the happiness. Let me see. serving yourself become also wanting to serving others, that kind of practice. This is a very rich practice. There are so many teachings about this transforming of the cultivation. Giving and receiving part of that mind training kind of a category. And mind training, I think, some people said in Tibetan, some calculate, there are more than 1,000 kind of texts related to mind training. These are very, very kind of widely practiced by people, people. And also fundamental teachings and preliminary and also very, very important teachings. If you want to go higher kind of trainings and wisdom, these are very necessary kind of practice. Yes, please. You can.
Simple being knows, does no harm to me. I do not shield myself. So why to guard against my future pain, which does no harm to this, my present need?
One more, please. One more.
To think that I will have to bear it is in fact a false idea. That which dies is one thing. What is born is something else.
And this is a more kind of how to reduce the self-centered from time and from kind of compound angle to see that there is actually you cannot really kind of, because if once we have this real me is still there, so it's really difficult to transform mind once the physical body and these very strong attachment kind of based on this present of physical body. And from time, he said, if someone harming others doesn't really harm me, so I'm not worried. It's like that. Even if in California there are a lot of people running from fire, but at the same time other people also not much concerning, and like show happening, like we're watching a movie. Once you went to a restaurant, there are different screens on the wall, and then of course we didn't see any people dying, but the fire going on the forest. And then, of course, some people may worry, some people a little bit surprised, but most of the people just be eating and not much concerned. I think burning. How far from me? Oh, only 2 miles? Ah, I have to go back. If it's 100, 200 miles, oh, then I hope, very unfortunate, but I hope they will kind of, can survive that kind of mental thinking. And then here, I'm saying, it's same. If you say yourself, if you say, today and the next life, right, future of a pain, why this, what is the difference? Why we have to guard the future suffering, even those sufferings possibly happens, that kind of things. Concerning from today, even they are not arrived yet. So similarly, other people not be on you, but you should think and also do something, or maybe thinking about others' situation. And then also said, some people too worry, too nervous, and then also become in trouble. Some people see some situation, and then although they are present, kind of, they are fine now, but they're already too much nervous, and then too, so it's also not healthy, totally negligent of others, or you are not knowing how to kind of a not to help, but maybe if you bring suffering for yourself, it's not good. So maybe in this, and then it's future me and today's me, it's the difference. It's not the same, not different. Or same time, you cannot say, it's totally different, you cannot say this. Some people using a light, the candle said, if you use a candle flame, and you burn other candle, then this is a two candle light, but they say, oh, this light is from this one. So they kind of cut light from the other one. So then this light have no relationship with the previous one, then this light won't form. So then if you say same, it's a very different. Different. So in this end of mind, this is a very difficult point, say, same and different, but here, in order to detach our kind of attachment of our own, then they said there's not much kind of a relation with this particular kind of moment of now and the moment. Even if you say you never gone beyond the moment of now, so how you can say future or something past, because you always, doesn't matter in the past or in the future, you are always in that moment of now. So if you kind of predict or recall the memory or something future, you know, reflect in the future, maybe you say, you can form this idea, but actually won't happen because we are always in that kind of one thought, one kind of in that. That's why some people also, if you say totally different, then people say, oh, then I don't care about my future, what happened to me, because you are a different person. I'm totally different, I'm not related. Even he want to be a dog or something, it's not me. But then he said, okay, so definitely have some, if you do this and then, this result will change. So you are related to your future too. And this is a karmic kind of idea also formed by this idea. If you're not related, then why you have to kind of purify yourself and do virtue thing and all these. There is a good result and there is a changing conditions and then these. Can you go back? And then it's, as we said, there's a visualization that your kind of upper body visualize as a three kind of a virtuous realm, and the lower body or part of the body thinking about that is your kind of three lower realms, and then it's anyway this is a one body, so you also care about your feet and your kind of knees, and also you care about your shoulder and the head or anything. So all sentient beings, it's like one body, two different kind of parts of the body. So we use our hand to protect our feet, or but the feet pain, hand won't pain, but hand in order to kind of remove the pain also guarding the feet. If you say, oh, each person, each sentient being will take care of themselves, and fortunate or unfortunate, it's their responsibility. They're kind of doing anything for themselves. It's their own choices. Then they said, this is not exactly exact good answer. I said, not everybody have the good advantages on the position or good condition to know what is the consequences. Sometimes making wrong choices, sometimes going to wrong path, this happens. Like children, you say, oh, as long as you already form as a human being, you should know how to take care of yourself. I don't care your mother or something. Family members won't say this. Similarly, say, there is a different kind of a situation people will face, and always helping each other. Similarly, all sentient beings also want to helping. That is the same kind of a, give an example, one body, different parts of body, and one samsara, or you can say, and different realms and different individual differences. English, you're welcome. I have to check this. True, it's a you say it happens simply through the force of ego clinging. What is inadmissible? And but what is the admissible for others or self should be discarded utterly. One second, I'll check. And this is from kind of an argument of the past. You said, if you wanted to hold like a guard, using your hand to guard your feet, or these are example of saying, oh, you should protect all sentient beings, are not kind of a good example. He said, because we have a ego kind of cleaning, this force, why this happening to guarding your feet. And then we said, if you, but what is for others and self should be discarded. Then if you say, let's just say that the kind of equal cleaning, self-attachment, that's why happening, kind of we are thinking about our future, and also this example said using your hand to kind of protecting your feet, these things. So the fundamental problem is eco-cleaning, cleanings, and that is the, we should kind of void in, or we should kind of transform that part of our habituation. Fundamentally, they're related to even towards the self-attachment. Of course, everything is like that. If you say something you like or dislike, formed towards something like, there's a kind of a desire, and also maybe even more become lust or something. Something you dislike, you wanted to kind of reject. And then if it cannot reject, then anger, and also aversion, or the more aggressive kind of angry or something coming up. So they for those two, you know, something like you dislike, form like a desire and a hatred, then fundamental is you think this, these are real. It's like dream. If you think dream is real, you are kind of totally kind of confused in dream. So you are kind of thinking these fears are rising in kind of real situation. If you know this is a attachment, something real, there's nothing to touch because it's fake, not real. Then you release gain freedom from that situation, environment. It's like the same. Yes, please, you can read.
Each hero, like gatherings, so called, like garlands and like armies, are unknown. For there is no one to experience pain. For who is there to be its owner?
One more, please.
Suffering has no possessor. Therefore, no distinctions can be made in it. Since pain is pain, it is to be dispelled. What use is there in drawing boundaries?
Very good. Well, then there's, as I said, the mind, so-called the consciousness or mind, if you say, and the body, is sometimes called the Sanskrit word is skanda or something, skandas, and then in English words is sometimes they use aggregates. It's the same power of some physical gathering, physical kind of body gathering what part of gathering, because gathering in the functions part of in the body that associated with the consciousness working environment. And then this eye organ, this physical organ, you can say the structure of this body. And then it's like a camera. If you have this iPad, and this is like a body, and there's this, each part of there's a can hearing, can seeing, there's a video or the micro camera, and then there's a audio kind of a can hear, and then you can say something, they can receive it, and then of course they don't have a nose or something. But if you say there's a can smell or can able to kind of a form of some sensitive, they can sensitive the light and dark, and they can change the brightness. And this, of course, this is because of the structure of this physical matter, material kind of structure is have a working with electricity. Electricity is a kind of a main energy to make this machine works. Similarly, we have this mind. Although in the Buddhist it says 6, 7, 8, even 9th of wisdom, jhana, the mind. But if you say generally we say 6th mind. And then the previous 5 functions like eye and the ear on the or nose and touch your tongue or the these the sensory level of functions happening by working with this mind. It's like this working there with the electricity energy. So it said it's because if you put out the battery, then no much function, even although there is a structure, it's still there, but because of the energy of these subtleties is not there. So electricity also true. Electricity is the kind of waving, and the like mind giving some energy, and if without a particular structure, it itself cannot say pinpoint anything is truly solidly exist. So mind, the special is you can never find mind. If you find mind, you are in the trouble. If you say the effect or kind of a function is there, but if you cannot find the mind. So here we say, although you cannot say there is a no mind, you say no mind, it's okay, but there is a the relative kind of effect is there. If you find the fundamental roots, what is the kind of real existence, then you cannot find it that way. So it said, if you say from wisdom aspect, you cannot pinpoint anything as a mind. So who is suffering there? So if you kind of liberate mind by the mind, that's it. Then no more kind of people are suffering. Because we say, me and mine, then it's, you can say, me, if you're not pinpointing anything physically, generally we say we are pinpointing in physical, this body and the conjunction with the combination of this whole body structure, and it's as a me. But if you say more detail, then difficult to pinpoint any part of the body, from outer to inner, and from the blood and the things, anything matters, you cannot pinpoint as a me. And the mind also difficult to find anything. Then it said, it's a kind of mere designation. Then it said, based on this, although relatively well practicing the bodhicitta and the cultivation of this, and since there is no body suffering, there is no kind of differences of, there is no distinctions can be made in it, then since pain is pain, if you feel something, it doesn't matter, it's from yourself and others, you can see it, you should kind of help him to release pain, that's all. It's not only my pain, I care, others' pain, I don't care, that kind of attitude transformed by that understanding. Then they say, period. I heard some people use something, say, like something, and then period. And it's not thinking anymore. Yes, not thinking too much. And then, but why despite the pain of all, you can't argue in this way? If my pain is removed, so too should that of others. If others is not, then either should be near mine. So you have a more, let's say, if you think pain is something removable and should be removed or eliminated, then we should kind of non-differentiate others and self at the pain. You should, as long as this is a pain, we can help, like nurses, anything people come with the pain, they try to help them to reduce, then you're not saying only helping kind of a one or two or particular people from to the particular area or region, but they are treating patients, but not treating only some people. You say, oh, this is San Francisco. I only treat people who are resident of San Francisco. Maybe some hospital may do it, but this is very different. That's fundamentally we have to say, there he's saying, we have this concern for others, which wanted to kind of help not only myself, but others. And then they said, if you don't want to help others, why should you help yourself to release or to remove or reduce the pain? Since we are saying. And then there's some sutra quotations, from one is the Nirvana Sutra, and said, great compassion, great loving kindness, you can say that is the Buddha nature. If, of course, the Buddha nature is very, big or sophisticated concept, but generally it's therefore mentioned in the sutras because compassion and the loving kindness is so important, so he even put in level of Buddha nature. Of course, yeah, Buddha nature, you can say, in a basic goodness point of view, this is in that way, you can see by everyone. Normally, we say someone, everyone has a Buddha nature. Maybe some people think you are some religious person who use the term of Buddha something, and then too full of people, fooling people here and there. But here is if you say, compassion, loving kindness is a Buddha nature, then people maybe more think, then you just have to say loving kindness, compassion, that's all. You don't have to bring your Buddha nature. But Buddha nature is combination of emptiness or shunyata and also great compassion. And since compassion is the there is a sutra, often we chanting that sutra, Garland Flower Sutra, the part of this Garland Sutra is very huge, big sutra, but one small section is called, they say, it's like a tree, the roots of the tree is the sentient being, and then the flower and of that tree and the fruits of that tree is the Buddha and Bodhisattvas. And then if you root tree, because in the beginning there is no flower, no fruits, but it's only maybe seeds or something. And then the seeds form as a root, and then they come out as a kind of a main body of a tree. And then what you should do, you want to have a result of a flower and the fruits, but you have to take care of, in order to achieve that, you have to take care of the roots. Then you want the roots, how you take care of the roots is that the nutrition of the water and these maybe earth elements, that is the loving kindness and the compassion. And then once this nurtured, embraced, and then eventually kind of you become very strong tree, like Bodhi tree. You have Bodhi cultivation or bodhicitta through loving kindness, compassion, that is formed as a four eliminate, wish or aspirations for, like aspirations of a limitless kind of quality. It's loving kindness and compassion. And then it's rejoice and limitlessness of equanimity, full limitlessness. And then I'm starting with kind of a very healthy tree. And with the action, six action, including generosity, self-discipline, and vigilant, diligent, and meditation and wisdom. You can say meditation and wisdom is shamatha and vipassana. And then the fruition comes as the bodhisattva, and you can achieve, and eventually the not only flower but fruits also from then the Buddha. So similarly, they said, all you can do one thing, you can practice. Then you should practice of love, the compassion. That's a very important. Then another one is say. Realize the limitless longevity sutra. He said, what is the mind of Buddha? He said, compassion. And once you have the compassion of with the wisdom of emptiness, then you can help all sentient beings. Or you can kind of, you are in a position of helping all sentient beings. Mm. And once you find the kind of equanimity of a self and others, then this then the great compassion is there. You can kind of, you're able to practice of that. Compassion makes us feel such a pain, you say. So why should we make efforts to engender it? But thinking of the suffering of the beings, how you can regard as a good the smart of your compassion? So it's a, this is also make sense. Commonly, people say, "Oh, since maybe I'm compassionate, but who compassion to me?" compassion make me more kind of a situation involving more situations, and I may have a more kind of a consequences, even pain, and some kind of a accusation or some this and that. Sometimes rewarding or punishment could happen. So some people say, I want just a simple life, and the simple is happiness. In this. And only it said, because everyone have a different goal of life or understanding of meaning of life. But once people really think, make this life worthy and meaningful, well, it's said, like you respect, help, or you kind of, it's said in the psychology also saying, if one person without any kind of a spiritual growth or spiritual practice in a good kind of a way, one alone or something is also suffering. If you say, I want to engage anybody, anyone, just alone, self alone, but if you don't have a self-growing or self-kind of accomplishment or some task to do, to continue, then just remain silent or just remain alone doesn't really kind of fulfill your kind of life. So instead of more people want to even say, I will, maybe life or death is, for me is not different, not because I kind of not fear, you know, death or something, but it's thinking less kind of I couldn't see any purpose or meaning for life. So, my life, you know, maybe not making meaningful, but maybe my death making it more meaningful than their life. Some people were thinking that way. So instead, then it's if you don't fear or dare with death, then what do you fear? Helping others. So it just kind of even helping others will satisfy or even make one's mind, one person, one mind peaceful. And even if you didn't achieve a goal, but you don't have a regret. Also, one I remember famous kind of a person, Aung San Suu Kyi, now is sometimes controversial, but she said. When you feel helpless, go help someone or go help others. Then you will find the kind of a purpose and a goal and meaning for life. And then even there are many kind people helping others, but just no much experience saying, I'm very glad I helped a lot of people. More people say, oh, I live life very meaningful and very happy. If you harm a lot of people, maybe some people in at the end, they'll have some internal regret. But if you're helping other people, you don't have a regret. So how much time or energy you have, how much you can do is another thing. But the basic attitude to helping others, it's no need to fear. We have to encourage ourselves to live and live happily, and also do something for common purpose, good, for yourself and other people, others. 我们今天到这里吧。No, maybe we should just now stop here. Thank you. Yes, please. Dedication prayers. As courageous Manjushri understood, and just like Shyamada Bhadra as well, I now dedicated all this virtue following their example, one and all. Since dedication has been praised as a spring by all the victorious ones throughout three times, all the fundamental virtues I have are fully dedicated to practicing discipline. By this merit, may all empty ambitions and defeat the enemy wrongdoing from the stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness and death. From the ocean of existence, may all beings be free. By this virtue, may all beings complete the collections of merit and wisdom and attain two secret kayas that arises from merit and wisdom. Through this goodness, may omniscience be attained, and thereby may every enemy, interdependent, be overcome. May beings be liberated from ocean of the samsara, which is troubled by waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death. Thank you very much.